too much to say, so it's tough stuff. This last, as Ellie just mentioned, this last daf of Zion is the last daf of the Perek. And there's been a continuing sugya, kind of on and off, since daf Mem Dalad. A lot of muksa in Yonim, since daf Mem Dalad. And daf Mem Dalad in the Mishnah, if everybody just wants to turn there for 1 minute, we saw a real big machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, or Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah said, "Metaltel in ner chadash avelo yashan." You could carry around the new candle, but not an old candle. That's Rabbi Yehuda's issues. He has to deal with. He has to deal because of muksa machmas nias. Rabbi Shimon omer kol neros metaltel, and you could carry around all the neros chutz mi ner hadolik for Shabbos, except for a ner that's actually lit when Shabbos comes in. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to end up being that only while it's lit. So Shabbos comes in at 5 o'clock, you light the candles at 10 to 5, let's say. 5 o'clock, Banish Mashas, before Banish Mashas, it's Aser, fine. Probably Midr Abanan. Tzeser Rechavim, 5:30, whatever, it's Aser. 6 o'clock, it's still lit, it's Aser. 6:30, candles out, it's Mutter to carry around the candle. Chutz mi ner hadolik b'Shabbos, okay? We paskin pretty much a group Shimon and Gabi Muksa, as we pointed out a few weeks ago. But on this particular issue, we're gonna disagree with him because the poskim paskin, I think it's based on the Gemara, that migo dis kesoy ben hashmashos is kesoy lekula Shabbos kula. Something that was muksa during ben hashmashos is muk, even if it's no longer muksa, even if for whatever reason it's not muksa, it's gonna have a din of muksa throughout. Reb Shimon doesn't subscribe to that, to the migo, but we do. So we hold like Reb Shimon and Gabi, what is muksa? But we don't hold with him. We got immediate concerns. Even though Reb Shimon's going to say chutz miner hadolik for Shabbos, we'll disagree lahalacha. And it was like, let's see, look in the Rambam, Mishulchan Aruch halacha. It's going to end up being that throughout the Shabbos, it's going to be usher as well. So that's the sheet of Reb Shimon. The question is, why does Reb Shimon asser the ner hadolik for Shabbos? Why does Reb Shimon asser a candle that's lit on Shabbos? So if you look in the Mishnah in Rashi in the Mishnah Mem Dalad, it's out of place because the Rashi, even though it's on the Mishnah, it's not technically it's quoted in the middle of the Gemara, but it's the second narrow line. Chutz min haner hadolik b'Shabbos. So Rashi says ba'od shehu dolik aser. This is Reb Shimon Shita. While it's lit, it's aser to carry it around. The Rashi says the reason is shema yichabe haner, because you may come to extinguish the candle. So Reb Shimon really says even while it's lit, it's not aser. Right, even while it's lit, the fire is not an usher. The ner is an usher. Well, a little later, we may have to actually break down what we're talking about here, because I'll mention now for a second. There's a flame, there's the wick, there's the oil, there's the ner. Right, so there's going to be different components that we may have to break down, analyze each one. But according to this Rashi, Reb Shimon really holds that really there's no muksa whatsoever, or it doesn't start off by being muksa. The reason why Reb Shimon asks is not because madcha b'yadayim, not because muksa, you took it out of your head, out of your mind. But because of this concept, that a person may come to extinguish it, okay? Now, it could be, the way you could say it out is that originally it was a mukta, but because we have this isser of you may come to extinguish it, therefore it becomes mukta. So it could be like a cycle, it came first, a chicken and the egg kind of thing, and really we know, because it's mukta because of a secondary isser, okay? That's Rashi in the Mishnah. Now, on Daf Mem Hei, they discuss it for a minute. Reb Shimon Shita comes up in a different aspect. They're asking a question. And Reb Yochanan made the following statement. Reb Yochanan said, this is basically in between a third and a half of the way down. Amrlei, if you see like Tosas Dir Maskel, El Shemin Shebaner, two lines down from there. Amrlei, Ein Muktzel Reb Shimon, El Shemin Shebaner, B'Shah Shehudolik. Right? Reb Shimon, the only thing Reb Shimon's going to ask her is the Shemin of the Ner. While it's lit. Okay? Ho v'huktzel mitzvah, so huktzel yisuro. Since it's huktzel mitzvah, so since we're mak to this oil for the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, or Kavod Shabbos, however you want to define there. This is listened to the Rav's previous shiurim back at the beginning of the second parak. But since it was huktzel mitzvah, so, and v'huktzel yisuro, therefore that's why Reb Shimon's gonna ask her this candle. Okay? So far we have a second reason. The Rishonim discuss, they make a deal here that they're only talking about the oil part of it. Wouldn't necessarily be talking about the rest of it. But one thing I just mentioned, so far we have two reasons. One is Shem Yechabe, One is Hukzo Mitzvah, so Hukzo Isura. And then we get, that's a segue into our blood. Okay? At the end of Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara, this is in previous week's Chabur, the Rabbi had spoken about, in Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara was trying to analyze Rav Shimon's Shita. And the Gemara made an assumption. The Gemara said, what's the reason why Rav Shimon asers the candle while it's lit, and says it's Muksa while it's lit? So this is in the middle of the wide lines. Fifth wide line. Maitaima. This is fifth wide line in Vavim Beis. Maitaima. Dilma, perhaps, Bahadi Dinakitla, Kavsa. While you're carrying the candle around, you may come to extinguish the candle. Okay? So that's the Gemara gave the reason, and based on that, the Gemara Kasha. The Gemara asked him, Rav Shimon, wait a second, who cares? It's a Davar Shem Miskabin. Davar Shem Miskabin, according to Rav Shimon's Pater. And the Gemara said, oh, maybe you want to say that Davar Shem Miskabin, by Isuri, when you're going to come to be over in Isur D'Oraisa, that maybe Rav Shimon would be Gozer. Right? And then that's why by Charetz, we're not Chodesh Kisar, he's only Drabbanan. But he says, but that's not true, because we see by Kilayim, which is going to be Isur D'Oraisa, if you do it by Kavana, and still Rav Shimon doesn't answer. So the Gemara was stuck. Said the Gemara assumed the reason was why the Ner is also B'Shashu Dolik is because of you may come to be Mechabeh. But the Gemara had a stira. Didn't make sense. It didn't stem with the case of the Kalayim, the Mokhrik Sus. So based on that, the third to last word of Menbav, El Amar Rava, and let's move into this week's plot, Hanach L'Ner Shemen Upsila. Therefore, you know, you want to know the reason why Ner Shemen Upsila, both the candle, the oil, and the wick, is going to be Aser according to Rav Shimon. This is Tavim Ben Zayim Al. Holo v'nasa basas l'davra Aser. So here he introduces it, which I don't think we've seen yet in the Masechta. I don't remember seeing it. This concept, which is going to be coming up a lot later in the Masechta, this concept of holo v'nasa basas l'davra Aser. Since, we'll get into exactly what this means, but since it's a basis, since it's a base for the davra Aser, that's what Rav Shimon's going to Aser. So the Gemara here says, really, it's nothing to do with what the reason the Gemara gave before. Really has nothing to do with Yimei Mechaba. The reason is because the Shalhebes, as Rashi points out, because the actual flame is Mukta, okay, therefore it's going, the other items, the Shem and Psilo and Ner, are going to be Basel of Rasa. So first of all, you got to wonder why Rashi in the Mishnah gives the reason of Shem Mechaba, right? Now, Shem Mechaba Gemara seems to be Docha. Right, so a lot of times you want to say that Rashi really is not Lamaskana. Rashi is just giving a perish, and it's not necessarily according to the Maskana of the Gemara. Right, that's right. Here he just seems to give a pshat, which Rava, the Gemara seems to have a shlug up, and Rava seems to walk away with a different pshat, you know? Unless you could say that really that reason never went away. Really the reason all Rashi was trying to explain is why the Shalheves is also. The Shalheves is also because of Shalmechaba, perhaps. Now, once, this is what we were trying to say before, and what we were trying to say is, why would Rav Shimon answer it? Shalmechaba. So the Shalheves, the flame, is also Shalmechaba. Once it becomes Asur of Shem Mechaba, Memela, it's Mukta. And since it's Mukta, Memela, the Shem and the Ner and the Psila, is going to be a Basel Sadav Rasar. But I'm not sure if Rav Shimon would say that such a thing is Mukta. That's Mukta Machmas Isura, I guess, right? In other words, saying something is Mukta because Chomer goes there, you shouldn't.
That's what he says in Rashi. This late Rabbi Mukta Machmas Isura.
We're trying to explain why Rav Shimon holds that while the candle is lit, it's also to carry it around. So the Gemara now says the reason is because it's a basel davar asa, right? So a basel davar asa, the shalheves is asa, and therefore it's also to carry the rest of it around. Why is the shalheves asa?
Maybe that's where the
Easter is being done.
It's Mamash Yisura.
That's Mamash.
It's
Shanasa Boas. Right.
This is not on the buses.
Right.
This is in the
Shalheves. The Easter is in the Shalheves, so the other things are become a buses. Right. So does that, could we still keep the pshat? In other words, could you say that Rava really agrees with the words Shem Yechava, but the Rava's only, but Rava would say that's referring to Shalhevet.
Right. You're not worried about
that. Right. That's one way of shlimi. I just want to point out that the Rambam in the Parish Mishnayos, so we could find it real quick. Page Kuf Peches. Oh, the Parish Mishnayos.
If you have a diuk in a word in the Parish Mishnayos.
No, it's in Mefurish.
Okay, you have to be careful. I once had a whole chiddush based on a word in the back. You know, this is the old translation, and then Kapach did a new translation. So I was, my chiddush was so dependent on that that I was too scared to look at the
sometimes there's a difference. It says like this. If you look in this, the last Mishnah of the third parak, right? In Kuf Peches, it says, Reb Shimon, Eino Choshes Lomin Meminia Mokza, Lofiho Yater Kol Neros, Reb Shimon is going to matter all the Neros, Movad HaNeros HaDokos, except for a Ner that's actually lit, Gzeir Shem Yechaba. Gzeir, you may come to extinguish it. So he doesn't break it down between the Shalhevas. He seems to, for some, whatever reason, He doesn't take Rav into consideration, at least in the Parish Mishnayos. It's very interesting. You know? So you gotta wonder why. You gotta wonder why the Rambam, even though the Gemara seemed to have a very big kasha on the concern of Shem Yechaba, and Rav...
How does he quote in the
Choshavos? He doesn't explain... Oh, so that was... if you want to look at the sources... I didn't number the sources today. On the left, side, we'll learn this together, this is the first, the top left source. It says, Kol kli shehukta machmasa iser, also a taltal. Any kli that's hukta because of its iser, can't do a taltal. Go a ner shedliku baba Shabbos. Like a ner that you would on Shabbos. Vamanorah sheh ner aleh, v'shulchan sheh lamos. Okay? So, he doesn't really explain why. He doesn't really say, he doesn't say basis. He just says, hukta machmasa iser.
Yeah, so that's not Shem Yechaba, is it?
I don't know what he means.
I think Mukhmas, doesn't Mukhmas is there need to be more intrinsic than Shem Yechaba?
No, it could be. I'm not sure.
Like you could say. Like here from the first sheet of the Ritzva, that's like what Avram said before.
The Shalhev is also to touch it.
Right, so that's not the same thing though as...
Right.
That's not the same thing. I wouldn't think. That's isn't that overstating the case if all you mean is Shem Yechaba?
So, right. So you're saying it's a little different in the halacha between the halacha and Parish Mishnayos, yeah? I don't know.
Rashi didn't say anything about Shem Yechaba.
On the Mishnah, he said.
No, forget about the Mishnah.
Right. No, I agree.
He
says, Mefurish is not. Right. He says, Mefurish. Not only that, he says, Mefurish. I think he's Rashi Mefurish, he says. Right. Exactly.
So there it's because of Muksa, and in the Rambam it's also because of Muksa.
So what's the pshat in the Parish Mishnayos? Shem Yechaba, he says Mefurish.
It could be that the Rashi here maybe is going back to, it's really not Shem Yechaba, but maybe it's Shem Yagir. Why would it be intrinsically? Because, not because you're going to be the Chaba, that's not going to be your goal, that's going to be the Rashi Mishnayos. But it's like when you're not supposed to, like, wouldn't Rav Shimon agree that you're not supposed to be reading by the light of an air? Because you might become too...
Shemiyata? I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a Dovrish Miskavin. That's a Xeri. You might just learn Dovrish Miskavin. Here's a Dovrish Miskavin. So I'm just pointing out. So you're saying here in the Mishnah it's before it's because of Muksa Machmas Isser. So it's just interesting that Parish Mishnayos, he says it's because of Shem Yechaba. Just all right. I don't know what the Pshat is. There's going to be another, we'll get up to it in a little bit, there's going to be another interesting thing here that the Rambam, but for some reason he doesn't say buses. Let's also pay attention to what he doesn't say. He doesn't say buses lover also. Right? Which is the Gemara Mefurish says. The reason why it narrows also is because of buses lover also. He doesn't say it here. We'll get back to another Rambam in a minute.
Yeah, buses is also different than machmas iser.
Yeah, so he doesn't say buses.
Right, he's talking about something more ambitious,
right.
Which is again like the first sheet
in
the Ritzvah.
Right. Well, I didn't get after the Ritz. I'm bringing the Ritz.
Sorry.
No, I think.
Say, but
yeah.
What doesn't. Yeah. What do you. Shall have a Shahu Dabar Ha'asr.
Right. So, two things, problems with the Rambam. One is that he doesn't mention buses in the Mishnah Torah. One is, second, the Perish Mishnah, he didn't mention a different reason. So, just I'm struggling with it a little bit. I may have a pshat for why he doesn't say buses, but I don't have a pshat.
How do you know
that? The Rambam always passes the group. The Rambam passes the group, Shem Lemukhs, except for Migo this Katsai. That's like the klal. I mean, I can't say that, but like the Aruch HaShulchan is Mefurish, you know. It could be that's not true, but. I guess we'll move on for now a little bit. Unless anybody wants to throw something out, but. Just to understand what buses is, and we're just going to. A couple of things about buses. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Haleka Prilo, the Kli Nasa buses to Eben, Vitfelilo. The Kli becomes a buses to the Eben, and it becomes Tuffel to it. Ubatel Torres Kli. So if I read, what I'm understanding, this is Rashi New Master, Haleka Prilo, right? This is what I'm understanding what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, what's a chat of buses? Why is, okay, well, let's just give a simple case what buses is, right? You have this piece of paper. You have this tape recorder and you put it on the piece of paper. Is that a fair example, maybe? Okay, so this is Usr, right? So this becomes the buses, right? Okay. So Rashi says, why does this become the buses? Why does this become Mukta also? Because since this is on top of it, this like becomes Batel. It becomes like subservient. Like, they become a mesh almost. Becomes one. So since this is Mukta, this becomes Mukta also. Okay? That's how Rashi says it. You want to look in the first Mar Makom here in the top right corner, in the Ritva, third line, it's the middle of the third line. He explains buses. I'm trying to think if it's the same thing. Now the Kaven she Efshar lo zuasam, since you cannot have something without the buses, the aim buses lo, and it's the buses for it. Nasu kamosol kos man shudolik. So the Ritva has a little bit of a different understanding.
Yeah, I don't know if your example might not work for the Ritva.
Right, I was exactly about to say it. According to the Ritva, my example may not have been an example, right? Because according to the Ritva, you don't need this piece of paper. A candle, you need. You can't have a flame without the wick, without the oil, without the candle.
So according to the Ritva, you can move your Shabbos table around?
The Aruch HaShulchan actually, I and the Aruch HaShulchan
seem to test.
Right.
It depends on what you have on the
table. Candle up?
Let's say just the candles.
I would say the Ayin Aruch HaShulchan and Shimon Shintasi is like a three sif discussion about.
Right.
Hey, I'm not sure if the table he was referring to, when reading it was a little unclear if the table he was referring to was what we referred to exactly. You have to look over there, but he has a whole discussion about that, and he ends up having to get into Basel Davar Mutar Be'Asar. So I'm not exactly sure. It's a good question though, but let's say I was saying the candelabra with the tray. So according to Rashi, the tray is vaday going to be a buses because it becomes batel. According to the Ritva also, you need that tray. You can't just put a candelabra on the table or your wife will kill you. You're going to get wax and get oil and get everything on the table. So you need, what? So maybe there, according to the Ritva, but I'm saying there may...
Well, forget the paper example. Let's just talk about the table itself.
Right. You need the table for this.
Depends on
how
it would be suspended
right.
In any other.
Right.
This
I think this may be what,
according to the Ritva.
Maybe the father, what Isaac was just referring to. It depends on how you define e-efshar, what is it, the lesson? And how literally, as our brother used to say, how seriously to take the words.
Right.
In other words, if you really want to read it very literally, I don't even know if a table is. In other words, the example here is you don't have a candle.
You can't have a candle.
Mechanically without
right.
It.
Right.
But that's not true. That you know, that's like a lantern or something like that. You know, but that's not true for a table. And that's certainly not true for a tablecloth.
Right.
It can't be that extreme because we see in the Gemara itself the previous cases, even though we never used the word buses l'davar asam until this daf, we still have many cases of put it like levatel kli mehechano, which I would assume even without saying it, it sounds like it's the same thing. But why is it?
Well, that's a malacha. That's levatel kli mehechano is like a malacha concept.
Why are you being levatel kli mehechano in some of these cases? Because you're making it a bus l'davar asam. In other words, like putting the basket underneath the egg and stuff
right.
Like that. You're making it buses l'davar asur, and so I don't know. That doesn't seem to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody, even the Ritva or the Rashi, whatever, they would have to agree with the case.
Okay, yeah, I really don't understand this kind of. So I'm just throwing out Myron Makomos because it seemed to me to be a machlokas Rashi and the Ritva had to understand buses, right? And there could be nafkaminas. In other words, Rashi's. You look at. You guess it really is. According to Rashi, you look at what the muksa did to the basis. According to the Ritva, you look at what the basis does to the muksa. The basis is necessary for the muksa, it becomes basis. The basis is not necessary, maybe it won't, if you take this Ritva literally.
The only thing I would say, although again, the Ritva is extreme, so if you wanted to read one into the other, maybe you'd want to be reading the Ritva into Rashi.
Right.
But Judas, I was thinking, if you wanted to learn Rashi into the Ritva, or just Misvara, I think the Ritva makes actually a lot of sense. I'm not sure it's right. You know, I don't also. We have to learn a lot more Gemara.
That's
right. How many test cases there are in the Gemara? But as logically, Rashi's what Rashi is describing, it's very conceptual. Rashi, a loss of identity.
Right.
It's a bittul shame kli. You know, that's like an achronishut term. You know, it's losing its identity.
Right.
So, but if you think about it, why should something lose its identity? Something else. Why should the paper lose its identity for that little thing?
Right.
Two things against each other. On top of who cares?
Right.
I can't have two things. So if you see it as more, one is just serving the other,
right.
So then that's really only, you know, La Marshall, La Havdil, you know, they talk about, you know, listening on the radio, you know, serving at the pleasure of the president. I have no independent identity, I serve at the pleasure. So if you're serving that higher thing, you're serving the lamp, so then you're a bosses, meaning, as Vairaji defines it, you have no identity.
No identity.
But if it's not connected in that way, so then why should you lose your identity?
Right.
So two separate things?
Right. Okay, yeah.
You go back to the previous case, and it might still have the same problem of like that. Because it's becoming a bus to the barasa. But the Rashi is a very expressive language back then. Like it's like you're takanos obatit. You're like putting cement down on it and like fixing it in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure. That might not be describing the buses part of it.
Right.
Might be describing the batala part.
Right.
Of it.
Right.
So maybe not.
Because they're a little bit of a different issue. But like the classic case of buses, which we'll see where the Rambam even talks about a buses, is the case of money.
Oh.
Right?
That's got to be against...
No, because you need to put money somewhere. You can't just put money on the floor. You need to put money on the pillow. You know, yeah, you do.
Under the mattress. The classic.
I'm saying you need to put money somewhere. It makes a lot of
sense.
I don't know.
Again, I guess it's a question. Maybe the answer is you can't take the risk too seriously.
Yeah, 100%. I'm just...
Because the Lashon Kevash E'efshelo Zulasam would not apply, you know, to me if you didn't have... If it didn't have to make it fit into any categories.
Right.
You're asking Perish Hamilim. You know, to me, E'efshelo Zulasam is about as extreme as you can formulate.
Right.
And I would not think that the money would even fit in. So unless you want to think that the risk was against everybody.
Anyways, I just wanted to show this to everybody. So
this is provocative.
Maybe pass it on to you. Okay.
It says, the Ritvah says, if you want to take it really seriously, it came to E.F. Charlotte with Zulasam, Vehem Basi Slo. So maybe E.F. Charlotte with Zulasam is another level on top of Basi.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, maybe even very literally. Pun intended. Not if it's on top of. In other words, maybe, what if you have something that's multiple parts?
Mm-hmm.
So
like the candle.
Something loses that. I'm saying even if it's not top down.
Right.
So maybe if it's E'efshelo Zulasam, I'll give you a Zemoshel, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Hilchos Kashrus, Dabar Hamaimid. I remember once, Rav Shechter asked me in a Bechina, what is the status of a Dabar Hamaimid if you remove the Dabar Hamaimid? Dabar Hamaimid is something like an enzyme or something.
Right. So what's the status of the Dabar Hamaimid if you remove the
Dabar Hamaimid? It establishes you can't have, you know, that, even though it's a very small amount, but it has a cause well beyond its proportion. So there's also the chumras, because you can't say it's just botel, because it's a davar ha-maimed, it has a greater impact. So I said to him, I mean, I think this is what he was looking for, it's a definitional. Then nishkin but davar ha-maimed.
Right, so, yeah.
So here also, you say, e'efshar zulasam, so what if you have something, so that's something to do with top and bottom, it has to do with what its purpose is serving. So maybe that. So then you say, even though on the one hand, if you look at it independently, it's mutter, but its whole purpose is totally subsumed into this one goal. It has no purpose without that.
Classically, it would be rennet.
Well, that's in food, yes. David Maimon, yes, that's correct. So when it comes, and maybe the buses, maybe it's for a different reason,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's alternative, and maybe then you could have all your examples with the money and with the candelabra and all these things, where it's not an inherent mechanism. But because it's on top, maybe that does something else. I don't know what the something else is.
So what about this case over here? Can this be
it wouldn't be the Yefshar Lo Zulasam, and maybe it's Basis Lo. So the question is, what else is Basis Lo?
So we're still remote to the question?
We're barfing with enough information.
What's the difference?
I'm just throwing this out.
The question is, once it's possible, okay. What difference does it make EF Charlotte if we're saying they're two separate things?
No, maybe because in certain cases you could have an EF Charlotte, but that's not. So, underneath. I'm looking at buses very literally now.
Right, well, but in this case.
Need both. I'm not interested in need both. It needs to be a buses, and it needs to be necessary. Okay.
Another thing that could add to Rav Shimon is that maybe this is allowing him to say that only when we say that he only holds up the case of the Ner HaDolik, that he really only needs that case. Because other cases of things that when it's buses the davar aser, he would say, well, you might be calling it quote unquote aser, but it really has to be both of these.
Maybe, you know, so what you're saying is he's not explaining what buses means. He's explaining what Rav Shimon sheets and buses is.
Right. Rav Shimon would
have
a super bus.
You're saying,
like the Rebbe was saying initially.
Right. I'm a cabal that. We don't know, but that's a possibility. I was trying to bring it in as Rashi and the Ritva maybe arguing the definition of buses, right? What you're saying is that maybe buses means one thing, but Rav Shimon only says mukta the buses in an extreme type of buses.
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know. We don't know. Now we all know this Ritva. We'll save it as we go on in the Masechta, and we'll try to remember.
Do we hold like a piece of paper with the tape recorder, or do we hold like complicated?
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Really need to be.
I mean, if there's something that would be a dumber mutter on it, then there would be.
Well, that's we have that down below here with the promotion.
I guess so. It's been a half hour, but let's maybe just a couple of other just small items. There's another interesting shiloh. What if, alright, so we're saying here, let's say this candle, going into Shabbos, it's lit. We pass on Rav Shimon that only a candle is lit, but we also pass on and we have the Migo this Katzai. So what about making a t'nai? What if, for example, by Sukkah, a person has the right to make a t'nai by the decorations of the Sukkah? Any boldum. If a person says the following words, any boldum and kolben person, I am not taking my mind and my intention to use off of them. Banish Mushers isn't going to stop me from accessing these things. No sukkah, you'll have to then use the rest of sukkahs. Could a person do the same thing? Could a person make a t'nai and say, I'm going, after this candle is extinguished, I'm going to be able to use the candle? Okay, everyone understand the question? Does the person have the ability to stipulate that? Right?
What?
A person who lights the candle 5 minutes before Shkia. And says, any bodom in a ner is a kol ben shmasha. So just because it's lit ben shmasha, so doesn't mean migo this katzai is going to kick in. So at 6:30 at night, waiting for Shabbos night, when
the candle goes out,
can I use this candle for another purpose?
It's being Yoshevu Metzapa for it.
What? Oh. So there's Mahogos Rishonim. So that's in the second source in the right column. He says, Kosav Aran, the Parakira, that's the parak we're finishing here. The other maskin and the ner shidliku vobos Shabbos also taltula dafka kishelo hisnoa. That's when you didn't make a stipulation. Abo hisno, if you stipulated shitulenu lacha shakiba, sharu taltula mishakiba. You would be allowed. He brings the right from Yerushalmi and he brings other Rishonim. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim here. Rabbeinu Yeruchim calls as far as Zub, shiesh omrim de lo mahani tnai. That's where I underlined in the bottom of the paragraph. Tnai doesn't work. Nir ikr. And that's what Tosis says. The truth is Tosis does say it. A mem dalet. But Tosa gives a reason why. Tosa says that a person is never really going to take his mind off of it. Read inside, it's in Tosa's and mem dalet, third white line, Shabiner. Okay? That's what he says, he's never going to really take his mind off it. Now, if you look in the side column, on the side over here, he says, Barash B'mafarish. He quotes the Tosa Yeshanim. If you see on the side of the Tosos. This is Tosafot quotes Barash B'mafarish that you can't make a t'nai here. This is like over here. The hachachamir, it's more chamer by the candle, with yishu basis l'davar aser, because the candle is a basis l'davar aser. So even though so it's an amazing thing. The candle is the basis. The candle is the basis. This is what the Gemara has been saying. It's the basis to the flame. That's what the Gemara was saying before. But because it's the basis to the flame, it would be more machmer then it seems to even if it was a regular mukta. Which is an interesting concept. So let me just make
because of like if you say something like money, money it's not doing anything on Shabbos. So if you have a bosses for money, it becomes osur.
Right.
This bosses is worse, candle, because you have a flame that's burning.
But the flame's down there.
No, but it became a bosses to a double of osur.
But why couldn't you make it tonight? The tonight could have worked for the flame. For the could have worked, and then it
the tonight only helps for the bosses, not for the flame.
So he's saying you can't make it tonight here because it's a buses. That's what he's saying.
But it's worse. What he's saying is there are two kinds. There are more
buses.
There are two kinds of buses. There's a light kind of buses, like with money or something books on it.
Right.
Or then you have a buses where you have a nair where that's bad stuff because it was burning on Shabbos.
So therefore the.
No, that's what he's saying.
Right.
Money has no intrinsic
key. No, all he's saying is the fishu buses the. You can't make it. Why? Not because of anything else, just because it's the buses. Not because of any. You're adding to what he's saying. He didn't say that.
Yeah. But in other words, that's. It's different than sukkah. Because sukkah never became where you're making the tonight on the.
So my question is, why is a buses more chomer than muktzah? That's my question. That's what he's saying. He seems to be saying. Am I misunderstanding him? He seems to be saying that a buses is more common than muktzah.
Well, buses is a result of the muktzah.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Right? That's why it doesn't make sense to me.
Then
it should be the same as muktzah. Why more common?
Because when Rabbanim make a takana, they...
Oh, so that's what I was saying. But other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim say that once this candle is extinguished, you can use the candle. So how come some Rishonim don't feel that a bus is more chomer than the mukta itself, and some Rishonim feel that the bus is more chomer than the candle itself? Or maybe you could just add one little extra knach. Now, what is mukta? In other words, when we say something is mukta, right? So it's obviously also because it's mukta. But is it just mukta? In other words, I'm trying to think of a way to explain this.
In and of itself is not necessarily connected to a malacha.
Because muktzah really is based on a person's mindset.
Right.
So what the person does is a person injects his mindset into this item. If a person's mindset is that he doesn't want his mind on it, then it's muktzah. And mamela is also to touch muktzah things. Right? But the Rishonim would say you can make it tonight and then use the candle, would say that's what the buses is. In other words, by buses, because it's the buses, the davar muktzah, it becomes whatever the muktzah is. But other Rishonim will probably say muktzah makes sense. Why muktzah is as long as your mind's injected, but the buses becomes a chefter shalosar. In other words, the buses actually becomes a davar bissa, and that's why it'd be more chomer. In other words, because it's not based on anything. It's just based on the fact that you're no pun intended. It's a base for the muktzah, but it's not based on muktzah. But it, therefore, it becomes its own chefter shalosar, and that's why it makes sense that it should be more chomer.
Couldn't you say that a buses is connected to a malacha?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
If you have money, you have a table with money on it. What kind of history?
Which is the classic case of buses.
Yeah.
Because even the Rambam holds. And that's what I want to end with. We'll end with this one Rambam. Explain the Rambam. How come the Rambam didn't view this as the buses? And we asked, how come the Rambam never said that a candle is also because of buses? Right? So, if you want to just look in the last source in the left column... Yeah, we could look in the one before that, the Beis Yosef, which is where origin. What's that? Yeah, the one before that.
Show us off the Torah, you can get
it. Zero. I'm sorry.
You mislabeled it, I'm saying.
I mean, you're right. You're 100% right.
Uh-huh. Beis Yosef looks like it.
Right. 100% right. This is the Torah, right.
Well,
okay.
It seems that they're republishing it. That's not in Russian script anymore.
No, that's not true.
Actually, let's look. Make it simple. Let's look back on the Shulchan Aruch, the last source. Okay. Okay, in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch, six line downs, he's discussing. Let's just take the case of the money. Let's just say you have a bed, and you put money on the bed, right? So the bed is going to become buses, right? The question is, what kind of bath do you need? So if he says imi nicha aleh midaito, if you put it there consciously, ulishin al dashi yisharu sham b'knisa Shabbos. with in mind that it should be there when Shabbos comes in. Also, lahatos lunar. In other words, you didn't have to want it to be there all Shabbos. Just when Shabbos came in, you can. There's nothing you could do. You cannot get rid of this money. You can't even turn the bed over. You could probably do a klachar yad. I think you could probably do any time muktzah klachar yad. But that remains to be seen. V'yesh omrim. Da'afilu inicham sham adash yisharu sham b'knisah Shabbos. Even if you left them there, knowing that when Shabbos comes in, it's going to be there. However, kadesh yitlum b'Shabbos, but you had in mind to take it on Shabbos, then mutalut lahatos l'nar b'Shabbos. Well, also, well, benicham adash yisharu sham kol Shabbos. The only time buses,
that's
the right? Does that have to be only when Shabbos comes in? Right. So I think, I'm not 100% sure, I'm speculating, that's why the Rambam says the candle's not a basis. Because the Rambam knows, we all know full well, when you light a candle, it's not going to be, unless it's a yahrzeit candle, you typically...
That's why we made the difference before, whether it's a whole where you have enough wax for the whole day,
right.
Enough oil for the whole day, or just for like, when you light kind of... Right. Candle was only for an hour.
Right.
Or something.
No, it's
so everybody holds where you did it for a keli, where the nair is going to light, or should you have enough oil for the lamp to be lit all of Shabbos that everybody holds.
Oh, but the Rambam is assuming that probably most candles aren't like that.
Regular,
right? So the Rambam, that's why the Rambam doesn't call it a bus. Maybe you could say the Rambam goes like the second sheet, though. And the Rambam says the only time we say buses is when the muktzah, you put the muktzah on the buses for the whole Shabbos. But since the Rambam understood that your typical light is only for when Shabbos comes in after the Shabbos, Mela Ner typically is not going to be a basis. Why he's sending Perish Mishnah Shem Yechab, I don't know. I guess we'll stop here for now. Some other few Marmar comments from Ramosha about defining different things like Basel Davra Mutter, Vasar. For your pleasure. So you gotta look,
I'll
go ahead campaign here.
You got to look up the most on the bus.